can you make yourselves comfortable? Close your eyes, feet on the floor, and breathe into your tummy. Not too deep, just a sort of proper breath, you know, right down into your belly. Hold it for the count of two, then gently let it go. You repeat this about four times. This evening, I'm going to take us on a little walk. And it's going to be hard work as well. So we're just wriggling ourselves and making ourselves comfortable. And if we open our inner eye and look ahead, we can see ourselves on the edge of a beautiful sunlit meadow. That lovely sunny smell that makes all the herbs and plants that are aromatic in the meadow is shining, and if you just sniff in, you can smell a wonderful array of nice, fresh, cleansing smells. And you'll also hear bees buzzing around. There's also, you can hear birds in the distance. And if you look, you'll see butterflies amongst the wildflowers as well. Take any shoes you've got off and just walk forward on the almost undiscernible path in front of you. It's grassy, it's cool between your feet and soft. Just stroll, you're enjoying the sunshine, you're enjoying the blessings of being in this place at this time. You walk across the meadow and you come to a tree and then another tree. Step into the trees. The path continues. You might find a tree that you're going past that looks like it's beautiful and you want to, and please do, stop and put your hand on the tree. Just take a few deep breaths and see if you can feel anything beneath your fingers. A tree is often not simply a tree. It is alive. Can you feel anything, any vibration beneath your hand? You may not. When you're ready, take your hand off the tree and keep walking. As you walk gently through the beautiful trees, you feel settled inside. And then the track opens into a clearing, grassed, and you walk across the clearing because at the other side you've seen a building. It seems to shine white in the sunshine, and there's the most beautiful big wooden door. You approach quietly and respectfully. There's something about this building. As you approach, the doors open and you go in into a large hall filled with clear light, and sunshine comes down from sky lights above your head. You walk down this hall feeling, I may have been here before. And as you go, you find it opens out on one side and there's a beautiful swimming pool. But today you don't go that way. You keep going because there's a door on the left of you and it looks metal and a light golden colour. And as you come towards it, it also opens and you go inside. And inside there's a lovely room that feels like an entrance room to somewhere else, because one whole side of it is actually great big shiny golden doors. You approach the doors. You're quite excited. And as you arrived at near the doors, you go to put your hand up, but they open and they show you beyond a square that is lit with golden light, and you can't wait to stand in that light. You step in, and as you step into that shaft of light, like a circular shape, it's like a tube coming down, you sigh with contentment because it feels so good, and then feel that you're being taken upwards. It's not too fast, and you just go up, 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 very, very high. In fact, you go up to another level. When this lovely lift, shaft of light stops, one side opens and you walk out. And in front of you, there is a beautiful, beautiful, clear, crisp, white palace, really, with big, beautiful steps. And you walk over and up the steps. Again, as you get to the top of the steps, more golden doors that open. You go in. This is a lovely hall. It's lit by sun and it shines translucently. But your attention is drawn straight away to this beautiful, pure white angel sitting at the other end on a chair, like a big throne. And this is Camiel, the Lord, the Angel of Peace. You approach respectfully, gently. He gets up and comes towards you, and he steps forward and puts his hand up, and he touches you on your heart. And inside your heart, you feel him place a white rose of peace, and you thank him and nod your head and respectfully. And then you ask, what can I do and the people with me, around me, what can we do to help peace come to our world? And you hear and are shown a big opening in the roof, and you look up, the roof slides back, and there you see so many angels. They're shining, they're beautiful, and you hear an angel tell you, every angel has come from all around the cosmos to help the earth at this time. Your prayers have been heard, and because the earth is about to go through a transition, we need the help, the energy of every person who is conscious, who is spiritually aware, who is striving for peace. And as you look up at these angels, you hear them singing. And as they sing, you feel something shift inside you, inside your heart. And it's as though things that you worried about, things that made you have emotions that tore you this way and that way, it is all settled, it is all rested, it's all dealt with. And you feel for the first time in your life what peace feels like. Camiel smiles at you. You breathe in and out, standing there, absorbing this extraordinarily feeling that is all through you. You can't move, you can't anything. You've never felt this way in your life, and you are just awestruck. You look up again when you can, and you hear the angels up there singing much louder, But this time your vision goes wider than this room, wider than the angels, and you see the great etheric black clouds of war, of turmoil, of anger, of all those fierce and nasty emotions that people unfortunately cannot control. And you see those clouds that cover the earth are gradually being dissipated by the angel's song. You watch again, just filled with awe. It takes quite a long time. And you watch, and there are so many angels. You can't begin to count them. There's throng upon throng upon throng. And you hear again Lord Camiel's voice saying, every angel in the cosmos is committed to helping Gaia, the earth, and all those beings on her move freely into the next stage of their development as is meant to happen. Do not worry, do not fret, just do what you can. Every time you know somebody who's getting angry and you send them loving thoughts, peaceful thoughts, you help them and you help peace come and anchor itself in the earth. And you can share that and feel that inside because you are watching this and seeing it. And we stand there watching because this is extraordinary. Eventually, we see those dark etheric clouds have dissipated, and there's a golden mist replacing them, enfolding the earth and all those people on it. And in our hearts, we ask, how can we retain this beautiful feeling that we have now experienced, that we never knew before? And again, we are told it's a matter of practicing to keep that, and that there is so much help for you. You know already of Saint Germain and his purple flame. And any time you have turmoil inside yourself and turmoil in another person connected with you or around you, take some time and ask Saint Germain to put his purple bubble flame around you and around the other person before you have more contact. You may not ever have contact again, but what you are in effect asking is that both of you may be purified, protected, and helped to transform. And the more people you do this with, the better they will feel, but more than that, you are helping them and helping yourself. And you stand there asking, please, please let me hold this to my heart and keep it with me in my conscious awareness always, for this is precious and I don't want to forget it or mislay it or have it laid by the worries, the ordinary material worries of living a life on earth. All the angels laugh a little at this time, but your guides come in close around you and say, we are here to help you. We have been here with you. We are here to help you. And your angels come, guiding angel comes up behind you and goes with you to Lord Camiel, who wraps his beautiful, beautiful white shining wings around you and your angel and gives you a blessing and says, thank you for coming. And your angel takes you and you go back to find gently down through the steps, through the hall. You slowly make your way you're barely looking at your steps because you want to hold this feeling. You want it always to be inside you, and you feel the reassurance, and you know you must trust that it is there and that you can access it when you need it in the future. Warmed from the inside out, in the care of your guardian angel, you make your way back down the steps, all the way down, and then you find your shaft of gold, the golden light lift, and you get into it, and your guardian angel comes with you, and it brings you gently down, down, down. You keep just floating down. It feels so peaceful. It feels calm, and you know that you are safe. Eventually, you get to the bottom, and you come out, and you thank your guardian angel, who says, "I'm often there around you. Just ask for me." And then you can ask me anything. And if you ask me, that gives me permission to be more direct in helping you. And you thank your angel. And you turn around. And as you go into the building, you find a beautiful, fine shower of light comes down like a mist and covers you and goes through you and around you. And you're told that this will help you retain the sharp memory and feelings of everything that has happened. Sighing out with pleasure, you step slowly back and to the hall. You turn left down the hall and go down to the doors. These big doors, beautiful wooden ones, they open as you approach. And you come out into the sunshine of the grassy clearing. And as you walk slowly back across the grassy clearing, you feel aware of everything around you. And you experience a sense of life and vibrations everywhere around you, and a deep, deep contentment and a strong trust. And then you've crossed the clearing. You go through the trees again, touching as many as you wish. You want to stop and hug them? Do it. Eventually you come out into the sunlit meadow, and you make your way across to the other side. And there you sit down on a stile at the edge of the meadow. And as you take a breath and close your eyes to try and remember and recap everything, breathe out. And when you open your eyes again, you're back in your room, in your chair, and all is well with your world. And so it is.